I'm living a movie, not living by rules. It's just a movie, don't lose your cool.
Hi, welcome to Spoil Movie Reviews on the blackouttips.com premium section. That's right, you paid for some shit, so we went out and did more shit.
I know it's so.
You know what I'm saying? Come back with more hits. Right now, you know, of course, Rod, half of the show. And we got Karen in the house.
What's up, y'all?
The other half of the show. And we got my man, TKO, from the FiveStarter.com podcast.
What up, young?
Mm-hmm.
And, that's what Rod usually says to us, so. That's right in favor.
We're gonna followed by my tanks, yes.
We're gonna, hey, that's true. We're gonna be, talking a little bit of, Iron Man 3. Mm-hmm. Gwyneth Paltrow saves the day, y'all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She got her Catwoman on. Let's get right into it. Well, first of all, spoiler movie reviews, if you didn't know from the title and what I just said, is for people that have seen the movie, never plan on seeing the movie, or just don't care about spoilers because we spoil shit right off the bat. This is a good movie. Iron Man 3. Let's talk about the plot. It stars Robert Downey Jr. in the third of the trilogy of Iron Man movies. Also, Gwyneth Paltrow, the world's prettiest woman, according to magazines, by white people that like skinny women.
Yes.
Don Cheadle, getting that guap that, Terrence Howard could have got.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I think he did a better job, but that's just my personal opinion.
And, one of my favorite actors and very slept on, Guy Pearce, criminally slept on. People need to get up on some Guy Pearce, dog. That nigga be overacting like shit. That dude gives 110%, dude. So the storyline is this. Marvel's Iron Man 3 pits brash but brilliant industrialist Tony Stark Iron Man against an enemy whose reach has no bounds. The Mandarin, supposedly. When Stark finds his personal world destroyed at his enemy's hands, he embarks on a harrowing quest to find those responsible. This journey, at every turn, will test his mettle. With his back against the wall, Stark is left to survive by his own devices, relying on his ingenuity and instincts to protect those closest to him. As he fights his way back, Stark discovers the answers to the questions that have secretly haunted him. Does the man make the suit, or the suit make the man? So let's start off first with, what worked for the film. I'll go with Karen first and then Tone. So Karen, what worked for you for Iron Man 3?
I like the action in it. I enjoyed, I guess, somewhat of the storyline. I'll get more into that when we talk about what I didn't like, because mm-hmm. I feel like the, trailers spoil a lot of shit for me.
Mm-hmm. But we're staying positive right now, Karen.
Okay.
That's a negative.
Hold on now. Hold on.
My bad. I like the actor, Tony Starks.
Starks.
I set his name up.
Tony Stark is the character. The actor is Robert Downey Jr.
Well, Robert Downey Jr., he can act his ass off. And I think he embraces Iron Man. And you can tell he loves that role. I like the scene when they came to the house and everything just blew the hell up. That was a neat scene, because they was in there chilling and she was watching the TV. She said, "Hey, what's that? Do we need to run? Oh, shit." And then next thing you know, everybody goes down.
Yeah, it was like looking at TV and seeing yourself on Cops or some shit.
Yes, yes. But overall, I really did enjoy the movie. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was Impossible White Man. Which is a good thing, because he didn't die.
Mm-hmm.
So I do like that part of it, too.
All right. What about you, Tom? What did you enjoy about the movie?
See, I'm going to have a hard time differentiating my good shit from my bad shit, because the thing I enjoyed the most was when I found out that Ben Kingsley was, like, a funny guy, and I thought about nerds being mad, so that gave me joy right there.
The Mandarin was the biggest sight in like movie history and bad guy history.
Yeah. I was happy Donald Cheadle didn't die. Is that good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. That's positive.
Because, yeah, when they got him out that suit, it could have blown his fucking head off, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else probably would have in real life, but, you know, it's a movie.
Right.
That's the truth, is, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, besides that, you know, the user shit, the eye candy, a lot of good special effects, man, you know. It's a popcorn movie for the summer, man, you know, action joint and superhero, all that good stuff. Like, so that was cool. It was entertaining. All
right. I enjoyed the pacing of the movie. Like, I never really felt like there was too much downtime where I just got bored. In the second one, I got bored as shit. Like,
yeah, they did keep this one moving along. That second one was not good at all.
Yeah, well, there was like 30 minutes of the second one where he's working on some shit to, like, save his life from some type of disease. And it's, like, boring as shit. He get drunk. Like, it was whack. I enjoyed the pacing of this one. I enjoyed his interaction with that little ass kid, man.
Oh, yeah, Ty Simpkins, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
That shit was real good, man. And of course, you know, Robert Downey Jr., I mean, it kind of goes without saying, he always nails the Tony Stark role. I mean, is, you know, he kind of, like, to some extent, man, I feel like his acting just inflates the value of the movie, where I don't know that these movies are as good as people think they are.
True.
But Robert Downey Jr. is killing that role so much that you just forgive so much shit. It's just like, that could happen. So I enjoyed that. Like Tone said, it looks great. This is a great looking movie.
Yes.
It's very funny too, man. And I was glad they went funny, because I thought everybody was going to try to do the Dark Knight, copy of Nolan and turn all these films into like these dark Marvel films and shit. So
that don't work for everybody.
Yeah. They kept it kind of lighthearted. Also is kind of weird to say, cause it'll come up in the negatives too, but I like that everybody has some shit to do, man. Like, Don Cheadle saved the president, Gwyneth Paltrow saved, you know, the day at the very end, and Robert Downey Jr. had PTSD and magically got rid of that shit, but it was like, everybody had something, as opposed to a lot of these movies where it's just like, save the woman, and then, you know, the black friend, just gets hurt and lays there, and you just hope he lives at the end. Like, they actually gave everybody some heroic shit to do. The kid even fixed the fucking suit on his own. Don't ask me how. I appreciated that shit, man. Now let's talk about what we didn't like, for this movie. I'll go with you first, Karen. What was there anything you didn't like?
I did not like the fact, and we said this before, you showed me a lot of fucking shit in the trailers, which actually ruined a lot of the movie for me, because we like the climatic part of the movie with the robots. You showed that shit in like the last preview right before the movie. So it was no excitement about the 45 robots, because you've showed that to me 500 times during the fucking NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things I was like, okay, you know, it wasn't... It took a lot of the excitement out of it for me. I don't know a lot about, what is it, the Mandarin?
Yeah.
Dude, but from what y'all said, it sounds like that would have been a good storyline to really go into and not make him a fake, made up, like a make-believe character.
Yeah, the Mandarin turns out to be just an actor, a British actor playing the part of a terrorist on national TV, but he's actually not the same villain that we know from the Iron Man comic books and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I didn't like Gwyneth Paltrow, whatever her name is, saving the day. That was some bullshit.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe that's just me.
I understand. As a matter of fact, I forgot to mention, as one of the things at work, Ben Kingsley's Coonan was good.
It was.
I did not know he could do that, bro. Seriously, I've seen Ben Kingsley movies before. I had no idea he was able to be that funny, man. He murdered that shit. But I'm sorry, Karen. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. I think that, I'm trying to think of anything else. I think that's about it for me as far as what I didn't like.
Okay. What about you, Tone?
I didn't like how, Fred Perry pimped Don Cheadle with them shirts on every scene that he wasn't inside that suit. like for real, like Charles Ramsey better get a check from McDonald's and Don Cheadle better get a check from Fred Perry, man.
Yes. Yeah, he was shocking that style.
Yeah. I gotta go, you know, twofold with this shit, with the Ben Kingsley shit. I'm not that invested in the cartoons and the comics and shit like that. Like, I didn't even read the comics, but I watched the cartoon. And the Mandarin was a badass, man.
Right.
So, to find out that he was, like, you know, an actor at the, you know, in the middle of the film, whatever. At least they didn't save it all the way to the end to, like, totally fuck you over. So they let you know kind of early. But I can see people getting kind of mad. But, again, just thinking about the nerds kind of subside that for me.
Yeah.
Because I know that they'd really be mad because they were invested in it. I wasn't so much invested in it. But, you know, had that been, like, the Joker or some shit in a Batman movie, I'd have been pissed the fuck off, man.
Yeah, that's true. It was kind of a size that he was even, like, in the movie as the bad guy. Mm-hmm. I will say this, though. Guy Pearce worked for me as a villain, but I think it's because I like Guy Pearce. Like, I don't think he did a great job necessarily for a big budget film like this, but he was so over the top. I don't know, man. Like, I just like that dude as an actor, man. So I know I'm biased because, you know, it wasn't like subtle or well stated. It was like just, he just went from zero to evil in like 2 seconds, man.
He did. Yes. Yeah, that shit was pretty good. I also didn't like the 800 robots. I think Karen mentioned that, mm-hmm, too. You know, I understand that, you know, this is kind of about Tony, like, finding himself and not, you know, the clothes don't make the man make the clothes and all that shit, yeah, like that. It sounds like a real good men's store commercial, by the way. They should probably say that.
You're going to like the way you look.
Yeah. In that big ass suit that everybody can fit.
Yeah.
Even the president.
Like, yeah.
Pepper motherfucking head wouldn't be in the chest in that joint after putting it on after Tony. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. No, leave that. All right. But, like, the main thing, I really didn't like, was, Tony not being in the suit for that long, man. Like, he was on this fucking journey and shit. I like the interaction with the kid, man, but I want him inside that fucking suit. That's what I paid for, man. Going to be flying around and talking to motherfucking Jarvis, huh?
Yep, I agree 100%. And it's about to sound like I'm a shit on this movie, but I'm really not. Like, I had a good time, but it was a lot of shit I didn't fuck with. The 20 Iron Man suits was terrible because it felt like the last scene had no gravitas to the shit. It's like every time something happened, he just jumped off into the air and fall into another suit,
mm-hmm,
and keep fighting, man. And The extremist dudes, that, you know, like, if people that's familiar with the comic book, extremists was used way differently in the comic book. But in the movie, all the extremists, like, bad guys that showed up at the end, it kind of made the plot pointless, cause this whole thing was like, yeah, I'm gonna use extremists and I'm gonna create this war as soon as we get this concoction stable. Well, y'all had it stable enough to make 50 motherfuckers with superpowers. Why? What did y'all need Tony for in the first place? Y'all already had the shit. So that seemed kind of whack. Them extremist people was going out to a bunch of unpiloted suits and shit. So that also was kind of whack.
Yeah.
It also didn't make any sense for them to put the president in the fucking, U.S. agent, suit. That didn't make, War Machine didn't make any sense. That was just kind of some bullshit that ended
War
up.
War Patriot.
Yeah, War Patriot. Yeah, they changed the name too. Yeah, that was fucked up. The Mandarin, not being the Mandarin was kind of some bullshit. And the getting rid of PTSD by, like, a little kid talking to you that was bullshit, and it never comes back up. There's never a moment, because people were like, well, he never was in the heart of battle. I was like, nah, he fought motherfuckers in the town square in, like, Tennessee or some shit, and then he just got PTSD on the road driving back. Like, that shit made no sense. It felt like when Spider-Man lost his powers in Spider-Man 2 because he ain't believe in himself. Yeah, I don't like that shit. To stop powering down my heroes.
Let me jump in real quick, man. Yeah. So he got rid of that shit by talking to a kid. So, in essence, Tony fucking Soprano been paying Dr. Melfi for how many years when he could just be home talking to AJ?
Yeah. Just build something, Dad. Oh, shit. You right. I just need to pick up a hammer. That'll fix everything.
Fucking that, yeah.
Yeah. And you're right, 100% right about not being in the suit long enough. That shit bothered me to no end. Cause I kept, like, all my favorite parts in the first two movies had to do with him being in the suit doing cool shit, man. Like,
that's what you pay for.
Yeah, man. They tried to do some, like, we're gonna be different and give him, like, 1 foot and one arm, for, like, 5 minutes in this scene. I'm like, when the rest of this fucking suit showing up, man? So, I ain't like that shit. And then, the main thing, man, that bothers me about this is people that didn't like The Dark Knight Rises liking this shit.
Yeah.
Cause these movies are very similar to me, man. Like, you got a superhero with a weird condition that he mentally gets over, halfway through the movie, just cause through movie magic, you know, Bruce Wayne with his knee, he just slaps a supersized knee brace on there with some, electronics and
then kick concrete. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, with Tony, he just talks to a kid, loses PTSD. The main bad guy, people was like, well, you know, Bane was, he wasn't even the main bad guy. It turned out to be, Ra's al Ghul's daughter. Right. But in this one, the Mandarin's not the main bad guy. And it's way worse than Bane. He couldn't do shit. He was just a dude on pills and shit, drinking beer. And then at the end, people was like, oh, and then Batman didn't even kill Bane, Catwoman did. And it's like, well, in this shit, Tony doesn't even kill the last dude, Pepper Potts does.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's the same, like, I don't know, I don't see how people had a problem with that shit, and then watched this movie and didn't have no problem. So I was mad at them for enjoying it. I was like, you can't enjoy this shit if you ain't like The Dark Knight Rises, fuck you. But those are the things that didn't work for me. All that being said, let's go ahead and give it some ratings. Oh, wait. And John Favreau, he didn't work for me either.
It didn't?
Mm-mm. Happy Hogan, the, swole bodyguard. he was trying too hard to be funny at the beginning with that badge checking shit. That got old, like,
real quick.
They went 5 badge checking jokes too far. But, yeah, and that friendship was kind of whack too.
He didn't bother me, that much, but I have to correct one thing that you just said.
Yeah.
You said it was worse that Gwyneth killed
oh, I know what this gonna be.
Then Catwoman killing Bane. Fuck no, chili grapes.
why is that, Tone?
Cause Anne fucking Hathaway, man. I hate that bitch, man.
I knew it.
Not believable. Not acceptable. I believe not Gwyneth, fucking Pepper Potts killing a fucking extremist dude. Well, not kill. I fuck with Anne Hathaway killing anybody other than herself.
She did that shit with missiles and some guns. She knew how to drive that bat bike right away. She was a beast. But yeah, so, let's give our ratings, for the movie overall. Also, chili grapes to, the vice president being a Mexican. That'll never happen. Karen. he was Vice President Rodriguez. I was like, chili grapes. Karen, what's
up?
What's your rating on the More Epic Than Love John scale from 0 to 5? And of course, the elusive, ever elusive 6 out of 5, which is, Kev tears. But if you didn't cry in this movie, yeah, then don't even think about
this it. This is definitely not a 6, and it's definitely not a 5. I would give it about a 4 and a half max.
Okay. All right. What about you, Tone?
I'm torn. I want to say 5, dollar AMC before noon, special matinee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go ahead and give it full price opening weekend. I just don't want to taint my view on this movie because I'm comparing it to fucking Avengers, which was the shit.
Yes.
Last year.
And seemed like it had more Tony Stark.
Yes, it did,
man. Definitely had more Iron Man.
Yes, exactly. It definitely had more Iron Man in a suit. And then it had Tony Stark roasting niggas left and right. So yeah, I feel you. It wasn't no Avengers.
I give it, 4 just cause it's a superhero movie. Nice, you know, eye candy. It also wasn't no Olympus Has Fallen either.
It wasn't,
best movie
though.
Of the year.
That's what I'm talking
yes,
about.
Yes, best impossible white man movie I've seen so far.
Man, we should do a spoiler review for that shit.
Ain't that's that
a,
the truth?
Yeah, I'm gonna set that up. But, yeah, so same thing, man. I would give this a 4 out of 5, which is full price opening weekend. Definitely worth it for the visuals. Definitely worth it for if you're following the Marvel storylines. It's one of the better Marvel hero films that came out or whatever. But and also I forgot to ask you guys, where would you put it out of the trilogy of the Iron Man films?
I'd actually put it third, man.
Okay, Karen.
For me, I like the first one. This one. And then the second one. Second was terrible.
All right, I agree with you, Ken. I'm going to roll with that ranking. So if you like the first one and you know, and you kind of want something on par with that, it's about there, but, it's better than the second one to me because the second one got 40 minutes of shit that nobody cares about. but yeah, 4 out of 5, man. So make sure you guys, check it out. Tone, thank you for being on, man. Y'all check him out. He's on Twitter. Shares an account with my man Basa at Hot Firestarter. If you want to see some people talking about, Harrison Barnes, versus them light-skinned Negroes, make sure y'all check that account out. And, my man K Badds, that's B-A-D-D-S, like Color Me Bad. Make sure you check him out on Twitter too, and the podcast firestarter.com podcast is on iTunes and Stitcher, and it's a weekly podcast about sports and all this other stuff, man. It's really good. It's my favorite podcast, so you guys should definitely like it. And check us out, the blackouttips.com, and you know all the contact information. So signing out for another spoiler movie review, for TKO and for Karen and for myself. We'll see y'all next time. Peace.
Get your act together. My life's a movie. I leave you in that act forever.
My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie.